Oh, Radio 191 FM podcast? Nice one.
And we have got the wonderful Maxine from Goodnight My Darling on air. How are you doing?
I'm good, Fee. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And awesome. So you are up in Welly and have been creating some cool tunes, including a brand new song called Ruby. So could you tell the audience a little bit about your project and tunes?
Yeah, sure. So Goodnight My Darling is my stage name. Mm-hmm. Ruby is my latest release. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently 8 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. So this...
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. The song is... I guess the themes kind of run around like my thoughts and processing of motherhood, but also female empowerment. I wrote the chorus post the Black Ferns winning the World Cup at the end of 2022.
Yeah.
And I just kind of wanted something real uplifting for the chorus. Mm-hmm. And it just, fell out. And it the first verse is a little bit about creative repression, and so there's kind of a whole bunch of themes woven in there.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so is it a development from an idea that you've been sort of following a bit from your past work? You've been kind of looking at female empowerment and figuring out your own sound and stuff?
Kind of. Like, I feel like my debut album was its own work. I wrote it when I was living in lockdown in Berlin, and the themes of that are quite different. Kind of the sonics are also different, apart from my voice. So the last two singles that I've released have a little bit more of a, I think for me anyway, playful, upbeat nature.
Cool. Nice, yeah. And I saw as well that you've played quite a few shows in different spots overseas. Was that a part of sort of living in Berlin and hanging out with kind of international music circles?
Yeah, I tried to. Like when my partner and I were living in Berlin, we were in and out of a lot of lockdown. So it didn't quite go how we anticipated, but did manage to get quite a few shows in here and there, which was really cool. And then it's something I'd love to do again, is head overseas and play.
Yeah,
but at the awesome. Moment, just been playing here in Aotearoa.
Yeah, great, yeah. And have you found that when you were like playing overseas versus coming back to Aotearoa, has it affected your approach to music or the sound of what you've been creating?
I think it's a lot easier for me here. I studied in Wanaki and Wellington.
Yeah.
And so I have a lot of friends that make music and that are musicians, so that kind of tight-knit creative circle that exists, I can't just easily replace, so that definitely influences who I can have with me on stage and also in studio. So it turns it into a lot more of a collaborative process than the kind of stuff I was working on prior to this project.
Yeah, cool. No, it sounds awesome. And you, because it's New Zealand Music Week at the moment here, which is what all the student radio stations have been doing, we've been playing 100% Kiwi tunes. Have you got any Kiwi artists that have been big influences on what started you creating music?
I love a lot of our indie artists, so like The Beths and Ingrid and the Ministers.
Yeah,
I've just been listening to some Emily Fairlight today.
Awesome.
I listened to the new Reb Fountain tune. I honestly just love our music industry. It's so epic and diverse. And I went to see Ebony Lamb on Sunday.
Oh, cool. How was that?
It was really, really nice. It was like an early set at Vogelmorn, just like a bowling club up here.
Yeah.
And she played a Bick Ronger song, which I'd never heard before.
Cool.
Called Dream a Little Dream, I think. And that was really sweet. So just heaps of amazing musicians around.
Yeah.
Constantly inspiring me.
Yeah, cool. That's great to hear. What's sort of coming up for Goodnight My Darling? Have you got plans for more stuff? You're focusing on the single, writing things, playing shows?
Yeah, in the middle of working on a music video for this single, which is pretty exciting.
Nice.
Kind of centers around that like team theme that I had in mind with the chorus, and I think I'll take a little writing break for the rest of the year, which I'm looking forward to actually going inward a bit and just, yeah, I find it easier to focus on one element of the industry at a time. So like having that introverted creative space is something that is really good to make time for. With the intention of getting out and gigging next summer again.
Cool. I mean, I totally just said that question with forgetting the fact that like 2 minutes ago you said you were 8 months pregnant.
I mean, I'd love to, like, I would love to write heaps over the coming months, and I do have lots of support, so we'll see how things go, but it's all a new experience for me, so find out.
Have you seen there's this really cool folk singer from America called Abigail Washburn, and she like does this amazing you know, like when folk singers like dance on the floor and it like clacks and makes like sounds like a wood board, and she does it 8 months pregnant on this tiny disc, and it's so cool.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I'll check it out. What was her last name?
Abigail Washburn.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. She's like a banjo player. But, you know, some people are doing it to get inspiration.
Yeah, totally. It's been a really special time actually performing and writing and recording while growing a baby.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I've got a question which I love to ask. I'm dragging over from the previous station I used to host at, and that is your Desert Island Discs. So it's like, if you're stranded, it's a visual question. If you want to, feel free to close your eyes and imagine yourself on a little desert island with like a palm tree and a solar powered record player with three records. What would your three records be that you'd be chilling on this island?
Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah, I didn't give any warning for that. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm quite a cathartic listener, so maybe a Gregory Alan Isaacoff.
Yeah, cool.
Would be nice and soothing. Maybe some Phoenix Foundation.
Yeah, nice.
I've listened to Nadia Reid's, I don't know which album.
Yeah.
But over and over again.
Cool, yeah.
Those three off the top of my head.
Excellent choices. Very, very good. And one last question as well. For the audience out here in Otipoti, where can they find more stuff from Goodnight, My Darling? Apart from, of course, the fact that we have got your track coming up right after this as well.
All the usual platforms. So Bandcamp, if you want to purchase it, Spotify, if you want to stream, iTunes, and updates on Facebook and Instagram. Not very good at TikTok.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah. I think it didn't quite work. The radio here is just starting that, but it's probably a really good way to promote music, but far out, so much effort.
I think so. It's just like a lot to keep up with, eh?
Yeah. I can imagine it's hard to do the dances as well if you're, you know, got a giant baby bump.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been really nice to chat.
Yeah, so nice. I hope you have a great afternoon. Thanks for having me on and playlisting the song.
Cool, no worries. Here is Ruby from Goodnight, My Darling. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. See ya.
She kept her children, guided by heart, guided by
you've chosen the Radio 1 91 FM podcast, a fine choice indeed. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz and wherever quality podcasts hang out.